Welcome back to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the vets at Treasure Veterinary Service in Hysham through their fall season. I'm Sarah Brown. This week we meet longtime Treasure vet Dick Cunningham at the Meredith Ranch in Custer, where he's pregnancy checking cows. I say the ranch is in Custer, but it's not really. It's way out there in the northeast corner of Yellowstone County, a full hour from the highway, and that's driving at Dick's velocity, an astonishing pace given the skittery dirt road and the hydraulic cattle chute he's pulling.
I live in God's portion of heaven.
But like, what is the address? Where do you tell people you live? I put this question to ranch owner Linda Meredith.
I say I'm 30 miles north of the Yellowstone River, and I'm 30 miles south of the Bustle Shell River, and I am in the middle of nowhere.
Dick's been coming here to the Meredith Ranch for 20 of the 40 years he's been a vet. He and the others know the drill, set up the chute, run the 300-plus head of Red Angus through, vaccinate them, and check to see if they're pregnant. But, of course, there's a lot that has to happen before Dick even arrives. The calves weaned a couple of days ago, and so most of the bereft cows are still hanging around. The ones that crashed out of their fences to get back to pasture had to be rounded up and brought back in close. For Dick's sake, Linda's son, Beau, puts the cows on a quickie crash diet overnight.
That way it's easier for him preg testing, because if they're sitting there eating a bunch of grass and everything, they got a full belly, well, when he sticks his arm up there, it kind of gets packed, and you just got to dig a lot of that stuff back out. And so if you can keep them off feed, like give them enough feed to where they're okay overnight, but they don't have big old bellies coming into it, that helps a lot.
Still, it's not a tidy business. There's a reason Dick's got a rubber sleeve up to his shoulder and is dressed like a deckhand in bright waterproof pants and a jacket. Dick's hydraulic chute is dinged up and muddy, but costly, which is why most ranches don't own them. Dick hauls his along because it's faster and safer for people and cattle alike.
Used to be when we were running a lot of manual chutes, we'd have cattle that broke their backs and whatever. We kept the freezer full every year. Now that's a pretty rare case.
Dick pulls a lever to open the chute. The cow, finally at the front of the queue, steps into the chamber, which squeezes around her. It's time for the wand. Dick has me look at the little ultrasound screen stashed beneath an overturned plastic bin.
If I can find the uterus for you. There we go, there's a calf. See him? Right there, and you see the ribs, and see the heart beating. Just a second.
Bread!
Dick yells bread to indicate the cow's pregnant. His assistant Shayna marks the cow with lady's hair frost.
We've got three dries so far, and one late.
Red.
Shayna frosts the immobilized cow with one hand and delivers a vitamin shot with the other. On the other side of the chute, two friends of the Merediths paint the cows with lice control. The whole deal takes less than a minute. The chute opens and the cow plunges out.
This is one of those projects where you kind of just get on a roll. I do about 25,000 cows every fall, and I don't hardly remember very many of them.
Brad.
Dry cows get sold to a feedlot for eventual slaughter, a critical part of the income for the ranch.
So it's actually not necessarily a disappointment if the cow is dry?
Only if it's more than about 10%. Yeah.
Red.
Dick's not nearly winding down, but I am. After he finishes the cows, he'll move on to giving the 7 horses, 5 dogs, and a couple of ranch cats their routine shots. The Meredith's fall vet bill will be upwards of $1,000, and that's before the heifers receive their required vaccinations. But it has to be done, and how lucky to do it in the company of friends, who will, coming up here, clean up and eat a hot meal together.
We usually sit down and have a pretty good BS session for a while, you know.
Next week, Dick oversees the shipping of cattle at a ranch just down the road.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.